Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 9, Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna, text 12.
Chakta yashtim sutang bhitang
Vigyaya
bhakkavatsala
Ye shakyilatan bhadram
Dhamnatat virya kovida Chakta yashtim sutam bhitang Vigyaya bhakavatsala
Yesha kilatang
bhadam
Dhamnatat
virya kovida
Chakta yashtim sutam bhitang
Vigyaya bhakavatsala
Yesha kilatang
bhadam Dhamna tad viya kovida
Chaktaha, throwing away.
Yashtim,
the stick in her hand.
Sutam,
her son.
Bhitam,
considering her son's great fear.
Vigyaya,
understanding.
Arbhakavatsala,
the most affectionate mother of Krishna.
Yesha,
desired.
Kila,
indeed.
Tam,
Krishna.
Bhadum,
to bind.
Dhamna,
with a rope.
Atat virya kovida,
without knowledge of the supremely powerful
personality of Godhead.
Because of intense love for Krishna. Translation. Mother Yashoda was always overwhelmed by intense love for Krishna, not knowing who Krishna was or how powerful he was. Because of maternal affection for Krishna, she never even cared to know who he was. Therefore, when she saw that her son had become excessively afraid, she threw away the stick and desired to bind him so that he would not commit any further naughty activities. Purport. Mother Yashoda wanted to bind Krishna, not in order to chastise him, but because she thought that the child was so restless that he might leave the house in fear. That would be another disturbance. Therefore, because of full affection to stop Krishna from leaving the house, she wanted to bind him with rope. Mother Yashoda wanted to impress upon Krishna that since he was afraid merely to see her stick, he should not perform such disturbing activities as breaking the container of yogurt and butter and distributing its contents to the monkeys. Mother Yashoda did not care to understand who Krishna was and how his power spreads everywhere. This is an example of pure love for Krishna.
Om Yena Chirmanandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasani Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
One more point before we begin. I think I mentioned last Kartik that the photocopies of the Dhammadharastic prayers should have the diacritics on. Do all of them have the diacritics? The one I had didn't have the diacritics on, which means you're not going to be able to pronounce the Sanskrit properly. You see, the diacritics, they are not change the meaning of the Sanskrit. So we want our devotees to don't have to become Sanskrit scholars. It's very difficult, but at least you can sing the songs with the right pronunciation. And to do that, you need the diacritics there. Diacritics know those marks over the Sanskrit letters and under them. So maybe this year we can get it together. As I said before, worship of Krishna, glorifying Krishna is a very serious thing. We want to do it very nicely, with attention to detail. All the services we have here, we want to increase our quality. That shows that you care. By being very attentive and taking great care to detail in devotional service, your concentration upon Krishna deepens. If we take things casually and sentimentally, then we won't advance in spiritual life so nicely. Just like Mother Yashoda, just see how determined she is for her child's welfare. She's so attentive to all the details. She herself was going to churn the yogurt into butter. She wouldn't even entrust that task to her maidservants because she knew, I have to take responsibility in this situation. I'm the mother. Krishna's breaking into other people's houses, stealing their butter, milk products. I, as his mother, must take responsibility. I myself will personally make special milk products so flavored that he'll never be able to go to anyone else's house to steal. He'll be so attracted by what we have in our own home. So she took the situation in hand and very attentively began to churn the yogurt into butter while singing songs about Krishna's pastimes. And then when Krishna wanted to drink her breast milk, she very attentively embraced Krishna, put him on her lap, and began to feed him while looking into his beautiful face. And then, when she had to put Krishna down to take care of the boiling milk on the stove, that was just another example of attentiveness in service to the Lord. She wasn't neglecting Krishna, as we discussed before. She knew how to glide from one activity to another, all for the pleasure of Krishna. And then, when Krishna broke the butter pot and went into another room and was distributing milk products to the monkeys, Mother Yashoda again was very attentive, tracking him down, following his butter-smeared footprints, hearing the jingling of his ankle bells. She tracked him down. And then Krishna began to run away, and she ran after him with a stick in her hand. And she caught Krishna, who can't be caught by the greatest yogis. The greatest yogis want to enter into the Brahman effulgence of the Lord's body and have great difficulty after many births and deaths to do that. But Mother Yashoda caught him from behind. And then she very attentively began her process of disciplinary action. And Krishna responded to her love and care by going through his own very detailed and attentive response, the fearful child response. Rudam tam mohu netra yugmam rajam tam kalam bhoja yugmena satanka netram. Muhuswasa kampa, tire kanka kanta, stita graivam damodaram bhakti bhajam. Krishna started shaking his body so much that the necklaces around his neck were also shaking. He knows how to do it. It's time for a big show. Krishna's thinking, I'll put on such a show of fear that she'll put down the stick. This is Krishna, who everyone carries out Krishna's order. Fear itself is afraid of Krishna, yet Krishna is showing his fear of Mother Yashoda and her stick. So he's shaking so much, and he's breathing, sobbing, and the tears are flowing from his eyes. So with his left hand, he takes his, he wipes his eyes, and because his eyes have black mascara around them, the decoration of child, the tears and the black mascara are smeared all over his face, creating such a beautiful sight. Mother Yasoda's got his right hand. She's caught him by the right hand, so he has to use his left hand. And she's got him by the right hand, and then with the stick in her other hand, she's... And Krishna's shaking, sobbing, crying. What a scene. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who gives orders to Brahma, Shiva, and Indra. Here he is, voluntarily coming under the control of Mother Yashoda's love. She's very attentively trying to raise him with parental love. And Krishna is very attentively reciprocating and creating such a beautiful scene. What is Krishna thinking? The acharyas say that Krishna is thinking, he's pleading with his mother. I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Put the stick down, I won't do it again. Why do you have this stick in your hand? And Mother Yashoda is saying, why did you do it? Why do you keep stealing butter, stealing milk products? I won't do it again, just put the stick down. This way Krishna's acting to increase the intense love of his mother and all the residents of Vrindavan and all the devotees who will hear about this pastime. Iti driksa lila vi ananda kunde. We discussed how with his own personal stock of lila, pastimes, swalila, the Lord drowns the inhabitants of Vrindavan in the ananda kund, the pool of liquid bliss ecstasies. And by this pastime, he demonstrates Tadi Ejita Geshu Bhaktar Jitattam. He's only conquered by love and devotion. He's demonstrating something special that even those devotees attached to the Aishvarya, the opulence and wealth and power of the Lord, they can't see this. Krishna's demonstrating the superiority of pure love. So Mother Yashoda, when she sees her son so fearful, she threw away the stick because she's thinking, it's not good. The child is so afraid. It's not good for his psychology. He shouldn't be so afraid of his mother. So she put the stick away. She's not thinking, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As this verse says, Tatta yastam sutam bhitam vigyaya bhakavat sala. Esha kilatam patum damna tad virya kovida. Mother Yashoda was always overwhelmed by intense love for Krishna, not knowing who Krishna was or how powerful he was. Because of maternal affection for Krishna, she never even cared to know who he was. So she threw away her stick. But the action didn't end there. Still, she had her motherly concerns. You see her determination in devotional service? She's as determined to raise Krishna properly as Krishna is determined to make mischief. But in this lila, Mother Yashoda's determination will win out. Krishna will voluntarily agree to come under the control of his servant's love. So now it's time for getting the rope. Why was Mother Yashoda going to bind Krishna with the rope? Because she's thinking, he's so fearful now, he may just run out into the forest. It's another disturbance. I'll just go from one disturbance to another. She's not thinking of her own convenience. She's simply thinking of Krishna's welfare. I'd better bind him so he doesn't get into any more trouble, running away out of fear. Now, how is it that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be bound when Krishna binds everyone? The three modes of nature, the gunas, goodness, passion, and ignorance. They bind everyone. How is it that Krishna, who's untouched by the modes of nature, the modes of nature are his own energy, how is it that he can be bound? That is the great mystery. But he's bound by bhakti, love and devotion. Let us be inspired by Mother Yashoda's dedication and determination, her dynamics in serving Krishna. So she brought out the rope and she tried to bind the child. Krishna was just he's in the Komar stage. His waist is tiny. Very tiny. Actually, today is Deepavali. This is the day when Mother Yashoda bound Lord Krishna, this very day. The Deepavali day of the Kartika month. What happened? She put the rope around his waist. What's the big deal? But the rope would not join. Amazing. There was a gap of 2 fingers. So Mother Yashoda got another rope, attached it to the original rope to make the rope longer, and again tried to bind Krishna. Again, 2 fingers gap. She got another rope and another rope. Again and again. Always 2 fingers gap. This is the wonder. Why always just 2 fingers precisely? No matter how many ropes she got, it's always exactly 2 fingers gap. This is Krishna showing his vibhuti, his opulences. Krishna's thinking, the acharyas say, that I don't want her to bind me. She can't bind me. I must make mischief. I must play with my friends. I don't want to be bound. So he manifested his opulences, his satya sankalpa potency, which is he fulfills his own desires. I don't want to be bound. His vibhuti, that you can't get a rope around me. I have no beginning, I have no end, no exterior, no interior, no front, no back. I'm all pervading. I'm not under the influence of time or space. But Mother Yashoda is thinking, this is my child. He may be a little bit of unusual child, but he's my child. So she's going to bind him. So Krishna made it so that no matter how many ropes she got and joined, she couldn't get the ropes around his waist. Each time, 2 fingers too short. All the elderly gopis watching in the village, they were starting to smile. Maybe this child can't be bound for whatever reason. Mother Yashoda was smiling too, but she was determined. What was her determination? The acharyas say that she's thinking, even if I have to get every rope in the village and be here, it's morning now, be here until night, still I'm binding this child. By that time, she had, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, she had ropes that totaled 150 feet. Still, she wasn't going to give up. I'll be here till evening. I can use all the ropes in the village. I'm binding him. Then she was getting fatigued. Krishna noticed, my mother's getting fatigued. She's laboring hard. The flowers are falling from her hair. She's perspiring. All right. I'll agree to be bound. What bridged the gap? That was always 2 fingers. It was not bridged materially. The gap was bridged by a combination of Mother Yashoda's determination Bhakti Nishta, the determination of a devotee to serve Krishna, and then Krishna's Swanishta, his own determination and steadiness to reciprocate with his devotee. Those two things combined to bridge the two-finger gap, and therefore Krishna was bound. This shows you the reciprocation inherent in bhakti yoga. Krishna's mercy, his kripa, took over, and that overpowered his vibhuti, his opulences. His own mercy, his own kripa, melted his heart, seeing Mother Yashoda's determination to love him as a mother. And therefore Krishna agreed, all right, I'll give myself to this devotee. He gave up his plans to remain unbound in order to go on stealing milk products and play with his friends. And he allowed himself to be bound. The goal of bhakti is to become so trusted by Krishna that Krishna can agree to come under your control. Brijavashyata is the term. Krishna agreeing to come under the control of his devotee. There are so many brijas, servitors, Brahma, Shiva, Indra, even Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune. She's always accompanying the Lord everywhere in Vaikuntha. They never got such mercy as this. Shukade Goswami says three times, Nalebhire, Nalebhire, Nalebhire. Brahma couldn't get this. Shiva couldn't get this. Lakshmi Devi couldn't get this. But Mother Yashoda, she got this extraordinary mercy. So today, especially, we can meditate on this pastime of how Krishna comes under the love of the devotee. Not exactly come under the devotee, but comes under the devotee's love. That's why we want to take our devotional service so seriously and not be spacey. Spacey means you're losing sight of who you're serving and why. You get caught up in your own mind and emotions. That's what being spacey means. Please be inspired by Mother Yashoda's determination and attentiveness to detail in love. Love requires dedication. Love requires determination. It's not a cheap thing. You get some buzz in your mind. Ooh, I think I'm in love. Love is shown by commitment. As we always point out, that's why the popular saying in traditional Indian society is never marry the girl you love, love the girl you marry. In other words, commitment brings out the real affection, not just some bodily, mental, temporary buzz you feel in association with someone. Ooh, I think I'm in love. No, commitment. Determination. That's what you see in Mother Yashoda. Her love for Krishna is full of determination, commitment, attentiveness to detail in his service. And she's showing us how to serve Krishna. And anyone who follows in the footsteps of Mother Yashoda and these other exalted residents of Vrindavan, they can also develop love of Krishna. You cannot have Mother Yashoda's position, as we discussed before. She, Nanda Maharaj, and some other devotees in Vrindavan, they're special devotees. They're expansions of Krishna's Haladini Shakti. You cannot attain those positions by sadhana siddha, perfection through devotional service. They're nitya siddha devotees, eternally remembering Krishna, and their expansions of Krishna's personal internal potency. But you can have the same taste. You can't have the position, though. Just like Putana Rakshasi, a blood-sucking demoness who killed children, little children, everywhere in her attempt to find Krishna and kill him. But because she was killed by Krishna while offering her breast milk to Krishna, even though the breast was smeared with poison, she was in some way acting like a mother. So Krishna killed her to stop her demoniac activities, but at the same time, he gave her a spot in Goloka Vrindavan as nurse. As a nurse, she had the same flavor of relationship as Mother Yashoda. Therefore, Uddhava exclaims in the third canto of Bhagavatam, Aho Bhaktiyam Stana Kalakutam. Amazing! How extraordinary this is. Putana Rakshasi, another name for Putana is Bhakti. She's the sister of Bakasura. Very deadly family. So, she tried to kill Krishna with poison-smeared breasts, disguising herself as a beautiful woman, because in the villages of India, even today, not only India, in Russia, they also told me, in the villages, it was a common practice that other women would breastfeed a child, not just the mother of the child. They'd be called nurses. So, Putana disguised herself as a beautiful mother, and she came to offer Krishna her breast milk. And Yashoda and Rohini, they didn't object. This is my child, you can't nurse my child. No, it wasn't like that. Just like it's not only one person can drink the cow's milk, similarly not only one baby can drink the mother's milk. It's all part of the dairy process. So Yashoda and Rohini didn't object. Oh, such a nice, beautiful, matronly lady. Yes, let her nurse Krishna. But, of course, Putana was a demon who had the ability to disguise her form. So she had her breast smeared with poison. And her plan was, of course, to kill Krishna. He would suck her breast and take the poison. But, of course, how can she kill Krishna? By sucking her breast, Krishna not only sucked the milk and the poison, he also sucked out her life. And in the process of him sucking her breast, she was in such pain as he sucked and sucked, pulling out her life and kicking her with his little feet, pounding on her with his little fists, and sucking, pounding, and kicking. She couldn't maintain her disguise anymore. And she revealed her hideous form as a Rakshasi, demoness. And that way she died. But she got a position in Goloka Vrindavan, as good as Mother Yashoda. Therefore, Uddhava is astounded. What's going on here? Even Lord Brahma, he was astounded. He says in the 13th chapter of the 10th canto, my mind is boggled. That's Lord Brahma's way of saying his mind is blown. My mind is boggled. Thinking how anyone could want any other reward than you. There's no other benediction than you, Krishna. And then I think, you've already given yourself to Putana. What's left of you to give to the devotees in Vrindavan? You've given yourself to Putana. So these are the meditations of devotees. So please use this month of Kartika to increase your attachment for Krishna. This weekend is Govardhan Puja. You have Gopashtami coming up, when Krishna and Balaram are deemed old enough to take care of the full-sized cows. Otherwise, before that, they would just take care of the calves and they would be nearby. They wouldn't go deep into the forest. They would just be nearby. Of course, you have Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day next week. And the last day of Kartika, I think the 28th or something like that, is Sri Krishna Rasayatra. So many very intimate nights, days. in this month you can use to increase your hearing and chanting about Krishna's pastimes. And this way, increase your attraction for Krishna. So try to make a special effort this month. You don't have to scratch your head about what to do. You can read in the Krishna book again and again. Or Prabhupada's disappearance day, you can read from Lilamrita or something. But use these days to increase your bhakti. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his song Shuddha Bhakata Charana Narenu says that these holy days are mothers of devotion. All right, any questions?
As to why Krishna had this mother, Devaki, and maybe he had a foster mother, and then Yashoda. I like that idea, but I'm just wondering why he would have decided to have had two different women.
To give more devotees a chance to participate in his pastimes. Just think, Devaki didn't even get to nurse her child. As soon as he was born, he went to Vrindavan.
But then she got a little girl that's changed, didn't she?
Nothing can compare to Krishna. Therefore, when Krishna met up with Vasudeva and Devaki in Mathura, he expressed his regrets. Normally, parents get to relish the babyhood activities of their children. You couldn't do that. And normally, we children get to enjoy the care of their real parents, but you couldn't give us that care. Please forgive us, Mother. We were so afraid of Kamsa that our normal childhood was disrupted. Please forgive us. Oh. Everything Krishna does is for increasing more love. And part of love is separation. Separation makes the love sweeter. If you want to understand more about Krishna, you read the Krishna book, you've read it? All right, so there, everything is explained. Mother Yashoda has a more intimate relationship with Krishna than Devaki. But you have to understand about these distinctions that you're dealing with the topmost platform of spirituality, so it's not that there's something wrong with Devaki. But just for the purpose of our understanding, the acharyas make these distinctions. Devaki would know that her son is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mother Yashoda didn't care to know any of that. She didn't care to know about Krishna's power or how it spreads everywhere. Big deal. He's my son. But sometimes Krishna would cover over Devaki and Vasudeva, like he did in Mathura. Kamsa had just been killed, and Devaki and Vasudeva, who had been imprisoned by Kamsa, they saw, our son has killed Kamsa. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They hadn't seen Krishna in 11 or 12 or so years. And there they saw their son, at the beginning of his teenage years, killing Kamsa, the most powerful demon of the time. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Krishna came before. He and Balaram came before Devaki and Vasudeva. The reunion, finally. and he came before them, falling at their feet and acting as their long-lost child. But Vasudeva and Devaki, they would just stand there with their hands folded. They couldn't reciprocate as mother and father. They saw he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We've seen this great power. Krishna, he didn't like that. He wanted, motherly affection. Vatsalya Ras. So, in combination with his yoga maya, spiritually bewildering potency, Krishna began to work on the situation, speaking in such a way as to pull the maternal affection, paternal affection out of Vasudeva and Devaki. Oh, my dear parents, it is so that every parent wants to enjoy the childhood years of their children. You couldn't do that. And it is so that children want to enjoy the care of their real parents. We couldn't do that. Oh, Amba, oh, Tata, oh, Mother, oh, Father, please forgive us. We were so afraid of Kamsa. He's so afraid of Kamsa. He just killed Kamsa.